Good morning, Susmita.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Saul.
Good morning.
So today we are talking about bus and transportation in Oroville.
Yeah.
Susmita, you are part of the group of Accessible Oroville.
Yes.
You have been the person behind this project since a while.
Yeah.
Can you introduce a little bit of the meaning of this project? What is Accessible Oroville?
This project of Accessible Oroville was born in 2009 to try to create accessibility in Oroville due to the aging people and to also people who had accidents. So the accessibility has to be something already in the mind of the planners, of the transport service, of the architect, everybody, as in the other countries. No, in other countries already they have done a lot.
Mm. In Oroville, we are a little bit at the beginning, let's say, in this matter.
Yes, a little bit behind. Yes. Like
behind the beginning.
Behind the beginning.
Behind the beginning.
You, Saul, can you just introduce yourself and explain what are you doing in Oroville for our listener?
Well, I'm working in Oroville in the planning team of L'Avenir and also in the project coordination group, I mean, for which deal with the donation of regular donor from Foundation for World Education and Stichting Desire in Holland. They are the oldest regular donor for Oroville.
So in this case, how you are involved in this project of Susmita?
Basically, we got involved because I was also approached by Mrs. Luisa Gullino, as a friend of Susmita, which is who is a regular visitor of Oroville and a regular donor for land. She has made many donations in the past also for land purchase. And she was very much concerned about mobility. And she wanted to do some donation for improving the mobility in Oroville. So she was interested either to make a donation for some road improvement or vehicle, and then Susmita made a proposal for an accessible bus. So at the end, between various proposals, she decided to choose for the option to make an accessible bus. And I'm particularly interested involved because, I mean, I feel that this can be the first step to make a small fleet of four or five small vehicle that can be used for changing the pattern of mobility in Oroville. Because with a small fleet of four or five vehicle and having many, most of the key building and cluster development along the certain section of the crown and radial, it might be possible to really have high frequency transport of collective transport.
This is public transport for Oroville.
Yeah, can so be the first step. It can be seed, an incentive to go for a first step for public transport in Oroville. It can be easily started with a fleet of four or five vehicles.
So at the moment, is the visitor center using a couple of buses that are driving people between the visitor center and the Matri Mandir. This is the road that is doing, and there is also ECT, the community Oroville Community Transport, that has been done by Chandrash in the past, and is having a couple of buses also that is doing this job, but mainly is connecting Oroville
and Pondicherry.
So what you are envisioning is much more connected with Oroville itself, a proposed
Oroville city area.
Oroville city area of the transportation. So for what I've understood, the funds has arrived.
Yes, the money has arrived, but so now the problem is to make the bus accessible, because in India, unfortunately, there are no accessible bus, public accessible buses, especially in Tamil Nadu. In the north, they start already a little bit, I've seen, but in Tamil Nadu, not absolutely. So this will be the first public accessible bus, means a bus for everyone, nobody excluded. So for people who have no problems, for mothers with children, people with luggage, with everybody.
Kids, everyone.
For everybody. So now the problem is to make the bus accessible. So we took the bus to Karur.
So the bus has been acquired?
Yes, it's been already purchased.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took the bus to Karur, a place where there is a factory where people, they make the changes, no? They make the changes you want in the bus.
Mm.
So it was very interesting to me to go there and see. And now we will go to take the bus back. And after, we take the bus to Chennai to fix the platform in order to allow the people in the wheelchair or whoever to go in the bus.
So that is going to happen when?
I don't know yet, because I'm still waiting the call from Karur, because after the heavy rain, everything has
slowed down.
Yes.
So, I mean, we are talking about weeks or something, because...
Yes, I think that in January will be finished. And then the platform that they will fix is coming from Italy.
Oh, great.
So in India, they are not ready yet to make a platform lift. So it will be okay. So it takes a little longer, but I'm very happy, no? How it comes. So
that's great. Regarding your vision, what you would like to see happening in the next 5 years in the transportation of Oroville?
I would like to see all the public buses, many, more than maybe one or two or three, the need, no, of buses that we need, and all accessible, because now in all cities everywhere in the world, all over the world, the buses are all accessible to all. So we would like to do the same. So, and this bus will be a model for the others to copy from this bus to make also the other buses accessible.
Okay. To conclude this interview, I'm asking something directly to Sauro. My mind is gone. Sauro, regarding the planning office, which step has been taken for the accessible Oroville? The project that are giving the green light are really taking in care of these important things?
Well, there is a lot still to do. There has been... we made some seminar, which was supported by Stick and Desire in the past year for creating awareness. And we had proposing a code for construction. There is a certain attention on the large scale project to have a certain element of accessibility. I would not say that 100% accessibility, but a certain element of accessibility for the large-scale project. For the small-scale project and this individual application, there is a lot to do.
Of flexibility. Yeah. At least the public buildings are under this kind of attention at the moment. So to give...
Well, we have a problem because the public building in the past...
I'm talking about the past, talking about what is happening from now onward.
Not much attention. We have a new wave of public building which are going to be approved the next 2-3 years, especially in relation also to the possible fund for the 50th anniversary of Oroville, and that definitely certain element of attention has to be there.
Okay. You have to tell something else?
Yes. Sometimes ago, not so long ago, we talked, Sauro and I, maybe to organize a meeting with the architects, talking about accessibility, to show them how to make a building accessible, especially the public building, and also in the new community, at least 4 or 5 flats have to be accessible because of the aging people, and there are many, many demanding of that. And so we were thinking about doing this, because sometimes here the architect, they say yes, but after they do the opposite.
So let's launch this kind of dream to make it happen, to have a meeting or to have a workshop with the architects to have a common platform to start with for the accessibility in the public buildings and itself also in the communities and houses that will be built.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. It would be good.
Okay, thank you very much for coming. Thank you, Sauro. Thank you very much for your work, and all the best.
Oh, thank you.